from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He's tiny. He overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, you didn't get he signed the contract. You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, real quick. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Dan Dibley, Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings in for Steiny along with Daryl the Guru Johnson's the crossover. We're talking about, childish tones about spinal.
We got to pick this guy
spinal.
Up. We got to pick. That's a three. We got to pick your boy Evan up, Grandy.
What happened?
He gave the score of the update of the Olympics, and now we got a stalker, texter, and they're saying Evan single-handedly ruined the Olympic experience for him because he gave an update. It's 11 in the daytime. That's foul. You can't cut, and he's taking it to heart. Evan, cheer up.
No. Evan's
which event was this?
It doesn't matter. But what happens now...
It was gymnastics, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Simone Biles. And if you didn't hear it before, Simone Biles won the gold. I will not shush. And I did this 12 years ago when you were in middle school and Grandy was a third grader.
I've been in high school.
What happens now happens now. And if you don't want to know what happens now,
boy.
If you're trying to wait until prime time on NBC, spoiler alert, then you're not a part of what's going on in the real society, because what happens now is happening now.
But we don't want to ostracize the members of our audience.
No, we don't. We don't. But the fact that, these things are happening now, and you can find out on Twitter, on IG, Facebook, and TikTok, you can bump into someone on the street. Our job here is sports media and sports news. Our job is to not bury the story. So if Brandon Ayuk happens to sign a deal in the next 3 minutes.
Oh, please. That's not the same.
Do we need to,
that's the worst analogy.
It's
that's
a great analogy.
Because, come on.
NFL Network's going to have a free agent primetime special.
This is an event. Summer taping. So they're recording.
You don't even have to tape it. It's just going to air on NBC tonight.
Evan, let me know.
Well, I don't have cable television, so I just didn't assume that this was a thing.
No, it's all a thing. And, I'm not taping the receiver Netflix, but when it drops and all 8 episodes drop and I don't get to go through 1 through 8 because I have a baby and somebody tells me about something that happens in episode 6.
Spoiler alert, the Niners lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, thanks, Grandy. I get that. And so...
No, they're down at halftime.
I mean, grow up. If you don't want to know what's going on, then turn off everything and just go ostrich mode and put your head in the sand and wait for Mike Tirico at 8 o'clock. Our job is to deliver information and entertainment. So You have nothing to feel bad about.
Well, there are people that, you know.
Shake it off.
Like, I get it. They're listening in their cars, and so maybe they're on their way home to watch it, that they recorded it, and they felt like it got spoiled. My question is, when does it become, you know, a non-spoiler? Because, like, it was also during the conversation we threw out, like, a movie. I was like, well, I don't want to spoil
Deadpool, Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, we both saw it, and we talked about it.
Yeah, well, spoiler.
I haven't seen it. I mean, how dare you?
Spoiler, it's a foul-mouthed movie is what it is. God.
And I love Deadpool. I've seen everything up
that
to
that humor's too much.
One.
It's too twisted. It's what's wrong with us now. I couldn't believe that. That humor was Andrew
Ryan
Dice
Reynolds
Clay's.
Is amazing.
You're going soft on us, Goon.
No,
completely
I couldn't believe. Like,
he's a cross between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Eddie Murphy.
No doubt about it. But
I don't know if I go that far.
He's a great action hero, and he's hilarious.
Don't hide dibs under Marvel and say that's a superhero. Superheroes don't conduct themselves like that. I could not believe
Batman's on the phone, what I was hearing
on the big screen.
Yeah,
like. Thank God I didn't bring little Johnny. I mean,
well, you tried to. He's 14 years old.
19, and she's your daughter, so you don't have a little Johnny.
But the humor.
And I'll go ahead and tell you, I have a girl who's about to be 2 in 4 weeks. Yeah, it's Mila. But
Mila.
Yeah, thanks for caring enough to get it right.
Goo.
Yeah, totally.
That's my niece's name. Mila.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
in 4 weeks, she'll be 2, and she's not going to see Deadpool versus Wolverine. Okay. So that movie's not even for kids. I don't know if it's rated PG-13.
That's
no
Evan,
chance.
Evan
it's probably
me
R, right?
It is rated R.
Yes.
Officially. Sexual content.
Wow.
Abusive language.
Hello.
Bloody gore. Horrific
show.
Violence. Oh, yeah. The holy trinity of R-rated films.
Thank
That's
you.
What that movie
I couldn't get over
yeah.
it.
And again,
there.
You just spoiled it again. It
yes,
all
I did.
The depiction. Yeah. So, you know what? Everything is a spoiler at some level. So just get over it. If you don't want to be spoiled, then go ostrich mode and put your head in the sand and listen to, you know, maybe a podcast from 19 weeks ago. Just get over it, people.
We just started teasing the Olympics, actually.
D-Lu saying dibs on fire.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm just.
Ledecky's yes. in the pool.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, she has the... No, I'm going to say it. She has the 20 fastest times in history in the 1,500-meter swim.
She's so damn good.
If you look at the all-time 1,500-meter freestyle swim times, it's Ledecky through Ledecky.
Wow.
So when you go to tune in on NBC Primetime, ooh, will Katie win? Yeah, duh.
Yeah, Ledecky is spoiler
proof. Dumb swim.
Yeah. You don't even have to watch the event. You know
exactly.
that she already won it.
I think the Biles ones might have been, I don't know.
And similar to the U.S. women's basketball team that just took care of Belgium. Oh, should I have said that?
Dibs, I'm telling you.
They beat Belgium by a dozen. Spoiler alert, they haven't lost in like 38 years. So yes, they're going to win. Spoiler alert. There you have it. I ruined it.
But there are some events that are supposed to be a little closer. Like the Biles versus Lee head-to-head was supposed to be actually like a competition. It's not like Ledecky versus the field. Or, you know, you're watching Usain Bolt just to see how fast and how many, you know, feet he's going to be ahead of the competition. So it's like, I do think there is some ass.
Sure.
A little bit of that.
Sure.
You know, like it wasn't a layup for Biles to, spoiler alert, win the gold.
Exactly. Exactly. It was not a layup, but it was made easier by the fact that Russia is not competing. So if you want to really talk about the Olympics, we could talk about the geopolitical ramifications of
Let's get into it. Next 4
conflict.
Hours.
I'm listening.
Coming up from 2 to 6.
I mean, if you want to talk about Simone Biles' amazing performance, and she's the greatest gymnast since Mary Lou Retton.
That was my girl.
But, you know, Russia's not even in it, so it doesn't taint it, but the whole Olympic Games itself is a geopolitical exercise based on...
We got to put an asterisk on it. Is that what you're saying, Dibs?
No, that's what you're saying. I would never use the A word.
Look at Randy.
I would never asterisk-size anything like FP did with the Dodgers World Series championship and what Mark Willard has done with the Lakers chip. I don't do that. You win what you win. And Simone Biles won the overall gold today. Sorry about that, everyone. Tune in tonight on NBC. Don't miss it. She's pretty awesome, although she had a little bit of a misstep on the uneven bars.
Well, she got hurt a couple days ago and then came back and still was victorious.
Incredible.
So she has overcome, I think.
The truly amazing thing is that 4 years ago she had the twisties, which I didn't know was a thing. I thought it was a cinnamon donut that you used to get, but she was unable to even like spin and twist because her equilibrium was such that she couldn't do it anymore.
Wow.
So she overcame the twisties to do what she's done.
I'm pulling a Stani, so I'm out a little early. So I just want to ask you two, where is Trent Williams?
Currently?
Yeah.
I know where he's not. Santa Clara?
And my question really was, why is he not in
Carmen,
Santa Clara?
San Diego.
How did you not see this coming? And Mike Silver called him out and said, you knew he was mad. How could you not be ahead of this?
Mike Silver called him out?
No, basically said that the Niners knew.
Oh, yeah.
Front office.
Yeah,
that he was kind of feeling. So why is this not rectified?
Maybe Trent was just waiting for all the other tackles to get signed, and one of them did this morning.
But did you even need that? You are so great at your job. Did you even need Wirfs or a contract to help you? They know your value.
Right, but that's parameters. And also, do you really need Trent Williams to be out there right now in a helmet and shorts, like shuffle,
well,
blocking some
third
stringer?
What if he gets a soft tissue injury or has I got to be careful here, a down year like we saw Bosa, who needed oxygen in the Super Bowl, and then Debo, when he held out, they didn't have the best year.
It's funny you say that about Bosa, and this is something I've been thinking about the last couple of days, because you talk about him playing every snap, and they don't...
Crosby plays every snap.
Not every snap.
Damn near.
Like 98%.
99, Evan,
if you want to look at Nick Bosa throughout the course of his year and every other D lineman on the Niners, they don't play more than 75 or 80% of snaps. None of them, contract year, rookie year, veteran, they don't do that. So is that a Bosa thing or is it a team thing? I don't think that you could hold his holdout against him and look at his play snaps. They were commensurate with his whole career. That's just what the Niners do. They rotate.
But the production in those snaps was lesser, and he admitted it was because he wasn't there for the entire offseason.
And, I mean, by production, you mean sacks. Because his pressure rate was equal to everything he's done every single year.
Not on the time he's drinking Gatorade on third down against Green Bay. He's on the side left. Like, dude, why are you not out there?
I also don't think he was as good against the run.
Yeah, no doubt. And he said it. Evan just said it. He said those words came out of his mouth.
Well, was he not as good against the run because of him? Or was it the scheme from a guy who lost his job? And I'm not trying to dismiss.
I'm not paying Steve Wilks $36 million a year or 32.
Like, no, but you're paying him to scheme up the run, and it was clear that their run defense was not as good with the same personnel. So you can blame Bosa and Warner and Greenlaw and the rest of them, but the way they went about scheming against the run wasn't as good. And Javon Hargrave playing in the three technique was not as good.
Well, I hate to break it to you, your defensive line didn't get much better this offseason, so you're going to have to do more. Is that just on Brandon Staley and Sorensen?
How can it be a we'll see? It's a must.
Well, it's a we'll see because you still made it to the Super Bowl. And I know that from the metrics, you weren't a top five defense. And I think you mentioned earlier you gave up a 100-yard rusher.
Oh, man, 10
eight
times.
Or nine. Yeah, was it 10 times?
Including the postseason, yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's always a curious one because the Lions had one run that was like 67 yards. And so the rest of the game, they kind of held them down. And, you know, the other thing you were talking about was offensively third down efficiency. They were fourth in third down percentages converted. But you were right about
DVOA. They were like middle of the pack.
But DVOA ultimately is a metric. It comes down to...
Well, you just said a pass rush win rate for Nick Bosa, so it basically matters what stat you value.
Right. I'm talking about pressures. For me, pressures is more important than sacks because you can pressure a guy and then somebody else gets the sack and you don't get the sack, but you get the pressure. And the
Bosa's
thing is,
got to get the sack.
Maybe also break down the pocket and allow someone to escape and get to
and
left when your job is to contain.
That.
Right.
The sack supersedes all.
Like, I think Nick Bosa and the Niners caged Jalen Hurts. They weren't supposed to pressure him.
A sack is a second and 16, maybe a fumble.
If I get the pressure and Ebukam gets the sack because they're double-teaming me and I force the quarterback your way and you get the sack, well, does that mean that I did nothing?
Right.
The other thing you mentioned was third downs, and they did have the 32nd most third downs they faced. So they didn't face third down, which was a point you made earlier, which was a great point, that they didn't face third down very often. But when they did, they converted it. They were fourth in third down conversions. I'm just trying to, you know, talk about what you talked about.
But
you're saying this
is not a big deal that he's not here.
It's not a big deal at all. It's August 1st. Now, if it's September 1st, it's a big deal. But honestly, if Trent comes in today, right now, does he play the first preseason game?
No.
Play the second game?
No.
He doesn't play in any of them. Yeah.
He doesn't play in any of them. So, I mean, what's the worry?
He might get one drive.
But get your work in. Get your work in.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. A guy at his level, first ballot Hall of Famer, you would imagine that he's in shape. He's not at home eating Funyuns and drinking, you know, Coca-Cola Classic.
We heard Bosa's mom say he's in the best shape while he was holding out. If we want to be fair here, he was not football shape.
Took him a little time.
Yeah.
But they did start out 5-0. So it's not like Bosa's absence led them to be 1-3. And oh boy, we got issues.
That's true. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Goo, you got something you got to get to, correct?
Yeah. A little doctor appointment.
I love it. Oh, check good under luck the with that.
Yep. Well, I promise I won't be the lead tomorrow, but we'll definitely get into it.
Three games of full court. I brag at 53 games of full court, and you looked at me like, wasn't a big deal. And that kind of
it is a big deal.
Yeah,
and every time you talk about it, I light a candle, and I say a silent prayer, because I know that...
Oh, no.
Please protect Goo.
I was 30 when it all went bad for me, and you know I'm not nearly the athlete of you, and I'm not nearly as fit as
what
you. But
what injury was it at 30?
Torn ACL and fractured arm.
Oh, geez.
Same play.
Wow.
Same play.
Tore the ACL, and as I'm out, we were down eight. And my fat, lazy brother, Mike, and happy birthday, Mike. He turned 62 today.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mikey.
He's trailing the play, looking for me to kick it out so he can shoot one of his classic 30-foot set shots.
And
I was like, you know what? F that. Not this time. So I plant the left leg. And
famous last words.
I'm going to go to the hoop because I'm going to get
Come
me
on,
mine.
Dibs.
We're going to lose anyway. I'm going to fill the stat sheet.
Derrick Rose.
ACL goes way to the right. And as I'm going down face first.
Oh, stop, man.
Santafel High School gym. At the last second, I throw my hand down so that I don't break my nose. Yeah. Fractured wrist.
Oh, man.
1999. Eight.
That's got to be the first time someone has ever torn an ACL and broken an arm in the same play.
Yeah. Hashtag non-athlete.
He reminds me of Danny Ainge.
Tom Segura.
That's how he would be.
Much more Scott Skiles. Yeah.
Tom Segura had a torn patella and a broken arm, according to Lucas Alexander. That's ridiculous.
Tom Segura?
Well, I hope that no one injures themselves over the next 4 hours, which is what's coming up next. Between Dibs, Grandy, and for Mark Willard on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.